CliffCentral.com.
Yeah, good morning, everybody. It's Thursday. Today's the last working day for a lot of people. So the 15th of December, today is it. For many people, they will be the most productive ever right now. I'm kidding, of course, because nobody on earth is productive right now, but particularly in South Africa. I know people who started their holidays on Monday already. Can you believe that?
And if not, they're probably hungover because of all the Christmas functions, end of year functions.
Yeah, I went to, after a couple of really rushed meetings yesterday, I went to, I saw a bunch of really cool people at a Christmas lunch. It wasn't our Christmas lunch, it wasn't even a company that I do business with necessarily, but it was friends of mine, so I just popped in to say hello, and yo, they were having a party. They were having the time of their lives.
I didn't realize that that's allowed. Intercompany Christmas parties?
Technically not, but...
Or is it intra?
When your friend's the boss, you're allowed to kind of pop in, you know, say hi. And plus, there were a couple other outsiders hanging around there as well.
Okay.
Yeah. I see you've got the bright red lipstick on this morning, Mabs.
I've got the whole lips on today.
Nice. Looks good.
Is that what it's called? Is that the shade?
That's what I call it.
The funniest thing happened yesterday. I went over to my parents after supper because I ate at home. And I went and joined them for tea or whatever. My sister was there, and we all started just being very rude to each other, which is the way we express our love.
Yes.
No, really, it was so funny. Everybody was just kind of tearing a strip off everybody else, but it's all very good-natured. And I suddenly thought, you know, if someone wasn't in our family and watching this, they would think these people really don't like each other. But we genuinely do. And I suppose if any of us were really weak people, we would have run out of the room screaming, and we would have been very upset and needed a safe space and all that kind of thing. But we were really, it was so much fun. I probably spent about an hour and a half there. And we were all just talking about what we were all doing for next year and criticizing the hell out of each other and saying how useless we'd all been this year. Anything else? It's weird. It's the same thing as, for example, the more disgusting the names I call someone, usually the more I like them.
Also, you kind of need to know whether someone can handle it.
Mm. Well, that's what I was thinking while we were all doing this, because we were laughing a lot and having a lot of fun. But I suddenly thought, you know, that absolutely if someone came in from the outside and they heard this, they would think this family are dysfunctional. They hate each other. They go straight for the jugular. They mean. I was saying things to my sister like, yeah, you just look like my dad with a wig. She was getting so unhappy, but at the same time, she was laughing her backside off. You know, just funny things like that. It's weird. People have different ways of expressing themselves, and some it's got to be very literal. You know, I really love and appreciate you. I mean, if someone in my family said that to me, if one of them, even with a serious expression, walked up to me and said, you know, I really love and appreciate you, I think I would start laughing. I wouldn't know how to deal with that. Meanwhile, the more mean and nasty we are to each other, the more we seem to enjoy each other's company. And not in a horrible, vicious way. Like, you know, you don't wish ill things on that person, but you certainly are having fun and testing their limits of kind of a sense of humor and sarcasm and being able to take a joke. I do regard it as an ultimate expression of my kind of people, if you don't mind my saying in inverted commas. When they can handle pretty much anything you throw at them. I like that. It's almost like, I suppose in the Northern Hemisphere, they throw snowballs at each other. Here we throw words. But it is funny in a year that really has been up and down for a lot of people, and an incredibly busy and incredibly testing and incredibly tiring year for a lot of people. It's nice to kind of spend that last few days of the year with the people in your life that really matter the most, and usually for most people that's family. Mubs had her quack weekend last weekend, but then they're all coming up for Christmas, right?
They'll be here next week.
She says with trepidation.
No. No, I'm looking forward to it. It's
but is it
be
all
fun.
Of them, or is it your mom, dad, and brother?
No, gosh, it will be the whole family.
Oy.
Cousins, grandmother,
the
aunts,
lot of
uncles.
You guys.
No, it will be all of us. It's always all
There's of
us.
There's a word for that in Yiddish, the mishpocha.
Oh, that sounds...
Right, Flex? Yeah.
That sounds rough.
Your mic... I'm sorry, Flex. Someone hates you here on the desk because they've taken your mic right out of service. I can't even turn you on here. Sorry, dude. If you come in here, then I can put you on. It just means that we won't be able to... you know, if we're hoping to call or whatever. We'll get to that later on. Yeah, it's kind of cool, though, to have one or two things on the lineup, but not too many for this year. Like, Christmas is going to be pared down and quite simple this year compared to the normal extravagance and exuberance. We've all promised we're only buying one gift each because sometimes that gets out of control. Some families, there's only one gift bought per person, and then they almost play a Secret Santa, or you get someone's name out of a hat, and you just buy that one person a really nice gift. For some people, you don't even buy family gifts.
Mm-mm.
You buy one for the children, for example.
Yeah, that's what we do.
Yeah, that's also sensible.
Always the children.
Well, it's sensible. The kids are the ones who, you know, the gift giving is the most important. You know, I don't want someone stressing, going around, walking around the shopping mall going, I can't find anything for this idiot. You know?
I always say in my family, guys, we're all adults and we all know how tight money is. So why are we even wasting time with this gifting business? Just buy for the kids because it makes them happy.
It doesn't have to be expensive. Sometimes it's just nice to buy someone something. Some kind of token thing in a box.
I don't care.
It's nice. It's not for you. It's not for everybody. So there's a new Star Wars movie that starts tomorrow.
Yeah, it starts yesterday.
Oh, is it already out?
Yeah, the first official premiere was yesterday.
It doesn't fit into the... explain this to me, Ben. It doesn't fit into the normal lexicon of the nine proper movies, of which we're still expecting two. It kind of is an in-betweener.
Gareth, I've on purpose read nothing about this. Followed up nothing about this whole movie. I want it to be a bit of a surprise because I've always gone into every Star Wars movie with a whole bunch of hype, anticipation, knowledge, all that kind of stuff. So with this one, I just want to watch it.
To be frank, I don't even know what it's about. So we're both in the same boat.
I have an article in my Twitter like saying all you need to know about Rogue One. It's contemplating reading it, probably not going to.
No, I think suspend disbelief and just go in as a fan.
Yeah.
That's the best.
Because the last one finished off with what looked to be a washed out old drunk Luke Skywalker on an island all by himself. And then that was it.
Yeah, but this doesn't follow on from there. I don't think.
Okay.
Well, that's what people are telling me, is that it kind of doesn't fit into the normal timeline. A lot of people are talking about yesterday's SABC inquiry. And how great Parliament is to finally be, you know, doing the work that we pay them to do, right?
At least this once.
Yeah, and people are so excited about it. Like, this is what they should be doing all the time. This is what we pay Parliament for. Olani says, Kat Molloy was right. As black people, we don't do this whole presence thing. It just shows you white privilege once again. Oh, well, then don't do it. But don't get involved in how I do it. And how the hell has it got anything to do with white privilege? This white privilege, I'm not even sure this exists, to be perfectly frank. I've been looking into it, and I know lots of people who are not privileged and happen to be white. Who happen not to be white. I read the most interesting article yesterday about how kind of being generally anti-white is the last acceptable bigotry. And I'm by no means want to ascribe to any of that shit about white people being victims or about myself being a victim. I don't consider myself to be a victim of anything. You could try as much as you want, and I've been through enough of these trials and tribulations to prove that I mean what I say. It's nonsense. I don't believe it exists. I think it's fabricated crap that people come up with because they are resentful and angry. That's it. Whether it's white privilege, whether it's hating people who've been successful, whether it's just plain old jealousy, whether it's to do with rich and poor, whether it's to do with the guy in the house next to you that has a better security system. It's the same thing. And it's called jealousy, and it's been around for time immemorial, as long as whoring has been around. So don't even try that shit with me. It's not going to work. 2017, I'm not tolerating it. Here's Yonder. She says, Ben tries to play his listeners like fools by playing pre-recorded episodes of The Bounce. This made me very angry because you behave as if it's live. I'm very upset.
I had no illusion. Not find the line where I say live from the Cliff Central Studios. This is The Bounce Show. Yonder, I've got a lot to do at this time of year. And I pre-recorded the rugby and cricket. So Monday, you heard the rugby show. And this coming Monday, you'll hear the cricket show.
But they are fresh.
But they're fresh.
I haven't heard these before.
It's a year in review. It's not Monday in review. So you'll be okay.
Yeah, I don't know what the problem is there.
Oh, I don't know, Gareth. But then again, people just want problems.
All right, then.
Yonder, go ahead.
All right, Ben. Full stop, because that's what it says. Full stop is this person's name. Been seeing pics of Flax lately. He's looking very heavy. Flax, do you want come in here and give this person some shit back?
Yes, sis.
Katie says, Gareth, my family sound just like yours. I've been calling sibling. I've been called sibling by my sister since I was born. That is her chosen name for me. We once went to church for Easter. My mother used to ask us all to go in the hope that God would forgive our sins. But my sister, father, and I couldn't get past the bad bums that the father-son combo had in front of us. My mother felt that we should leave, as there was no hope for us to be forgiven by God. We shouldn't bother God, according to her. Also, the priest looked at the boys strangely, and we felt that he needed more of God's time. That's pretty weird. So, Flax, do you want to have a go at some complaints about you getting heavy? I think that's a very unfair thing to say, especially at this time of year when everybody is – I'm not feeling great about how I look right now.
I'm not even going to give them the time of day, but let me tell you about some Rambo shit that went down in my area yesterday.
Hectic.
The most hectic of hectic that has happened in 2016.
Bring it up.
These four dudes, they hijacked a Mini Cooper.
Yeah.
And then, it escalated to a point where they got the flying squad involved.
Wow.
And then the flying squad, this dude from a helicopter shot the driver from a freaking helicopter.
Wow.
And then the helicopter in peak hour traffic, the helicopter lands on the road. Because obviously the squad cars hadn't got there in time. And two guys come out of the helicopter and apprehend all four suspects. It was the
Where did the helicopter land? Was there a field or something?
No, legit
on
in the
road.
Middle of the road.
Wow.
How did he not
hit
even...
the power lines and things.
It was... There's a video on Facebook and everything. It is the coolest thing ever.
Gee, that sounds amazing.
It's proper... And
shot the one guy and the other guy?
He shot the dude from the helicopter.
Yes, sis.
And then they landed and apprehended all. Because when he shot the driver swerved into a palisade fence and crashed.
Uh-huh.
That's when the helicopter quickly swooped down, landed. Two guards got out of either side
of
the helicopter.
Did you see this happening or did you see the YouTube
video? No, I saw the video. But it was like maybe 2 kilometers away from me. It was in Modafontein. Try pull it up. It's honestly
Sounds
the
amazing.
Coolest thing ever. And it wasn't like SAPS. It was some special unit that we have here. Like CAP or CPS, something like that.
Well, whoever they are, they sound amazing.
Jeez.
It was tactical response.
Yeah.
To shoot a dude from a helicopter, a moving helicopter, and the car is moving.
Damn, that's fantastic. Well, let that put something in your Christmas stocking. I saw something horrible on the way into work today. I saw there's obviously been a guy on a motorbike who... was going too fast or hit a puddle or something went wrong and, you know, his body was covered in one of those foil.
Oi.
Yeah, not great.
How do cars and motorbikes drive when it's raining, Ben? It's
slower.
But surely you guys just get completely soaked?
Well, yeah, you try to avoid it. But look, if people have to do the whole long-haul riding thing, they have waterproof clothing.
And the helmet, isn't this water just hitting the helmet to a point where you can't even see?
Because you don't have a windscreen
wiper
on the helmet.
Yeah, you don't, but I don't know. When you commit to riding a bike in life, not a lot phases you, huh? You just get on with shit. It's just one of those things.
I've never touched a motorbike.
Me neither.
I'm not allowed it.
No, I wouldn't. I just...
My parents say they're a moving coffin.
Yeah. My folks used to say the same thing.
What, and a car is what?
Well, it's a big, much bigger coffin.
Yeah.
So, a much, much bigger coffin. That's what it is. Reggie says, Gareth, you're a doer. And by the way, in 2014, you said by 2017, you'd be off the grid from Eskom. And let me tell you something. I will find the podcast, you sack of shit. All right, Reggie, bring it on. I'm thrilled to have you on board. Eric says, when last did Mubs get her areolas sucked?
Natural next question.
Yeah, those two follow on each other.
Yeah, I'm not going to answer that question.
From Madam, how do I request a particular Uber driver on the app, namely Gareth, the Uber driver that you had on? Pretty please. I don't think you can. Mm. You can't ask for a specific Uber driver. You've got to take whoever's in the neighborhood. That's how it works.
Mm.
I don't even know if he's still driving. We must find out. All right, then. Lots of messages this morning. Seems people are very chatty. Hasta McCliff Central Halala Ben. Sorry. Halala Halala. how come the Ballon d'Or winner was announced in December and not in January? I love this morning show. It's the best. Ben, do you want to try
I wondered the same thing. Who knows? I think maybe football needed some good news after that whole South American thing. I don't know. I don't have an answer, sadly. I'm sure there is an answer. I just haven't found it.
Ashley says, Gareth, when you spoke this week about TV and radio people getting caught off guard like the ANN 7 person, you said it's happened to you before in 5. Tell us a good one that's happened to you if you remember one. No, I don't. Not really. You see, my response has always been, if someone's going to call in and you know, like have a go at you, like, for example, Reggie's message, you just, you know, sometimes you feel like reacting. Sometimes it's very natural to react angrily, and I will, which a lot of people in radio try not to do. They try to hide how they really feel. And other people just, you know, like, I don't have the energy to argue with Reggie right now. I could care less. You Kushmir and Tochus are right. Reggie, I don't know why you're listening to me if you hate me so much. You're an idiot. Yeah, I mean, what a waste of your time to listen to something that annoys you. And then Rogue One is about how the rebels got the plans for the Death Star in the original movie. See, Ben? So it's going all the way back in that one.
Okay.
All right. Let's see. Then... a lot of people, Cindy, for example, says that she loved Matthew Mole yesterday. Yeah, he was good, huh? He's just a very chilled dude. I saw Flex put a video up on Instagram yesterday of Matthew Mole singing. And if you follow him on Instagram, you could see it. Let's see. Oh, yeah, we've got a guy coming in later on. Do you want to tell us who this guy is quickly, Flex? He's from the BBC. Like their regional director, but he's also he's got some other interesting things to tell us.
What's so this oak isn't just like BBC. Yeah. He owns like BBC Africa worldwide. Oh, he's like the vice president. He's
regional
this
director.
And that. Yeah. So BBC's got this new program or like series out. I think it's called Billionaires or Billions.
Billionaire.
Yeah. So it just covers rich people doing rich things and buying expensive things, which is pretty dope.
I mean, it must be interesting to look at because we all imagine what our lives would be like if we were billionaires. And they've actually gone around and filmed these
people. Yeah, they dedicated like I don't know if it's a week or a month to it, but we'll find out more when he comes in later. But right. Also, it's pretty cool like having such a high profile job and I'm sure the people you get to meet.
Damn right. Must be fascinating.
Yeah, so he'll be in the 8 hour. But then there's still Justice Malala in the 7 hour.
Oh, I'm very excited. Justice says he was watching Parliament yesterday and he says he was slitting his wrists. So I can't wait to hear what his take is on all of that. All right, we'll take your calls. We'll take your messages. And we'd like to hear from you this morning. Let us know what's going down on a Thursday, which is actually a little bit like a Friday.
Yes, tomorrow is...
whichever holiday... December 16th. What is it again?
Day of Reconciliation.
That's it. So reconcile with someone you really hate tomorrow. Phone them up and say, hey, listen, I've been treating you really badly. You're a douchebag. I'm a douchebag. Let's put it in the past and let's move on. Huh? Wouldn't that be nice? Reconcile with someone you don't like. I'm trying to think, who would I reconcile? Reggie. Reggie, you're a douchebag. I'm a douchebag. Let's move on. Okay?
Done.
I mean, I can't believe the guy's harboring stuff from like 4 years ago.
Not unless Reggie was calling you a duess as a term of endearment. You remember
he
how
might
you
have been, yeah.
You know, the
okay.
whole thing with your
that's
family
true.
Earlier.
And also, Eskom has been providing electricity the way that I intended them to.
I saw yesterday Nando's put out like a legendary tweet.
What did they do?
They tweeted to Somizi, hey, come and have a meal on us tomorrow. Reconcile with Bonang. I thought it was genius. Because they had like their big fight and then they stopped talking and then it was in his reality show, something like that.
There's something wrong with the screen. I'm trying to see why it's not on.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Are those in properly?
Everything's in properly.
Because I suddenly don't. Let me just try and start this up and see if something comes on. Okay. When we come back, we'll get to the news with Mubs. News headlines. It's on the way. All right. There's Justin the Bieber with What Do You Mean? Haven't heard that in a while. And it's time for the news, which is brought to you by Colcacchio Pizzeria. You know all about them. We've spoken about them for most of this year. We've told you how great their specials are. We've told you about their amazing celebrity chef series pizzas. And we've told you about their app, which if you haven't got on your phone by now, you are missing out. Listen, it's that time of year where you need to save a bit of money, not just spend a bit of money. And this is a great app because it'll allow you to give slices away in the spirit of giving, you know, very Christmassy. Also allow you to get a couple of free meals if you save up some slices. And you get rewards with Colcacchio and their rewards program. So if you want to find out more, go to their website or download the app today. It's very, very simple. I've got it on my phone. It's the Colcacchio Rewards app. And who knows what you might get for zero. And who says there's no such thing as a free lunch? Here is the news. Mabale Moloi, over to you. That's fantastic. It's fantastic. Testing. 1, 2.
The biggest news story in the world right now is probably what is currently happening in Syria.
Ugh, nobody wants to talk about it, but it's so ugly.
Yeah, well, I mean, when has burying your head in the sand ever solved anything?
No, but it's just such an awful thing to see.
Goodness. Oh. You know, I clicked on the hashtag yesterday, Aleppo.
Yeah.
And just going through the comments of what different people are saying about the situation was just a firm reminder for me of how trash humans are. That's all I'll say about us. We're absolute trash. So, plans to evacuate besieged rebel districts of Aleppo were under threat yesterday as renewed airstrikes and shelling rocked the city. In fact, let's rewind to Tuesday, where a ceasefire was brokered by Russia, who is President Bashar al-Assad's Assad's most powerful ally. And the ceasefire was brokered by Russia and Turkey. It was intended to end years of fighting in the city, and it would have given the Syrian leader his biggest victory in more than 5 years of war. But then airstrikes, shelling, and gunfire erupted yesterday, and Turkey accused government forces of breaking the truce. Syrian state television said rebel shelling had killed, I don't even know what the numbers at this stage are of the innocent civilians who are caught up in this power struggle between world leaders. I don't know.
It's not even
what
world
the
leaders.
Are.
This is Assad waging war on various factions within his own country. You know, there are the Islamic militants. There are secularists. There are international agents, sure, and they have some influence in things, but all of this could be stopped if people just had the will. It's almost like people are just letting it go, you know? It's just being left to utter destruction and deprivation, and whatever happens, happens. I feel terrible for the people of Syria. I really do. It's just awful what is going on there. And most of it comes from fanaticism of various kinds. Don't let people tell you that, you know, you believe and you believe what you believe and I believe what I believe, and then we can agree to disagree. Because people don't agree to disagree. They kill each other if they disagree.
Mm. That's, you know, that's why I stand by my comment, humans, trash. Okay, now back at home, where our communications minister, Faith Mutambi, she denied yesterday that Claudi Motsoeneng had bought her a house in Venda, because apparently that came up as, question of concern. Yes.
You're kidding.
The Democratic Alliance's Phumzile van Dam asked the communications minister if, in fact, Motsoeneng had bought her a home in Venda, to which the minister responded, "Way, these are serious and malicious accusations, because I don't have a new house." The question was just one of many that Faith Mutambi faced yesterday afternoon while appearing before Parliament's inquiry into the SABC board. I'm pretty sure that Justice, you know, will have a lot more to add and to say about the ongoings of their parliamentary session yesterday afternoon. It's just, it's never ending at this stage.
It's unbelievable how, like, out of control it's been allowed to get. It's almost like Aleppo, you know, in metaphorical terms. It just seems to me that no one at the SABC... No one at the SABC thought anything was wrong. And neither did the communications minister. She was like, nah, I didn't really worry. Everything's crashing and burning around her. The place is a disaster. And she was smiling through the commission yesterday. She was smiling. She was like, nothing's wrong. Nothing to see here. Keep moving.
And then the acting SABC, acting CEO, that is James Auguma, he then apologized yesterday for having walked out of Parliament. On the first day of Parliament, Parliament's SABC ad hoc committee hearing, Auguma, Hlaudi Motsoeneng, and an SABC delegation all ditched the committee proceedings. And I suppose yesterday, you know, he was kind of returning with his tail between his legs.
Well,
as
he suddenly realized that, like, you could be sent to jail for that. That's like contempt of court.
Yeah, and so he apologized for his actions.
Yeah. Well, shame. I mean, he doesn't know what he's doing. He's been thrown in there at the ninth hour, and it just seems that it's such a disaster. The SABC is such a disaster, right?
Absolutely.
Would you want to fix that if I gave you millions and millions and millions every year? Would you get in there and fix it? I don't think it's worth it. I mean, like, I think it's too difficult. There's too much wrong. It's rotten in its core, in its integrity. It's infected. You can't fix something like that. It's too bad. All right, we'll have some more news for you just after 7 o'clock when Justice Malala and you and I get to discuss all the things that have happened this week and all the things that have happened this year that are noteworthy. That's in the Burning Platform, brought to you by Nando's. That's coming right up. But first, it's time for Ben to give us the latest in the sport. Ben, over to you.
Australia are batting first at the Gabba. Now, the Gabba is a place in Australia. It's Brisbane. That's where they play cricket, in Brisbane. So it's the second pink ball test of the summer there. It is the third pink ball test of all time. Now, both Australia and Pakistan have played this before. David Warner has just gone out. Amir got a leg before. So Australia 70 for one. That Renshaw and Usman Khawaja at the crease right now. In other cricket news, Tiernan de Bruyn has been called up to the Proteas setup. Now, there's been injuries, of course, to Avi de Villiers and Riley Rousseau. So Tiernan gets in there. Tiernan is a top order batsman who's scored some decent runs and gone through the different age group levels of SA cricket. So very much a deserving spot there. He probably won't make his debut for the Proteas, though. There's still lots of batsmen ahead of him. And that will be for the Sri Lanka series. First test starting in Durban. That'll be the Boxing Day test there. In football, well, interesting night last night. Basically, all the big teams won in England. So Chelsea 1-0 over Sunderland. That's 10 in a row. They now extend their lead at the top of the championship to 6 points. Liverpool beat Middlesbrough 3-0. Man United left quite late, but they still got the win eventually. 2-1 over Crystal Palace. Man City beat Watford 2-0. And Spurs way too good for Hull City 3-0. The rest of the weekend, we've got to look forward to Crystal Palace take on Chelsea. That's 2:30 Saturday. West Ham versus Hull at 5, Sunderland vs Watford at 5, Middlesbrough vs Swansea at 5, Stoke take on Leicester at 5, and then West Brom will take on Man United at 7:30. The games get a bit more entertaining on the Sunday. Bournemouth vs Southampton at 3:30, Spurs vs Burnley at 6, and then Man City vs Arsenal is your big one for the weekend. That'll be Sunday, 6 o'clock in the English Premier League. And then Monday will be the Everton vs Liverpool Merseyside derby, but you'll probably be drunk on holiday by then. In football of the local nature, Kaizer Chiefs, well, I don't think these fans want to carry on. They just don't. I saw a great sign last night towards the end of the game. This guy went to the stadium saying, "We're tired of all these draws." Preempted what happened last night. They drew 0-0 with Bloom Celtic. Jeez. And a disgruntled fan just stood there with the sign saying, "Just so tired of these draws." Well,
like, why do we get such a huge percentage of draws? What's that all about, Ben? If you were objectively an alien from outer space and you landed here and you watched football in Europe and you watched football here and you watched football in South America and you said, okay, the problem with South African PSL football and all these draws is...
Sure, Gareth, that is a tough question, but I just don't think they play direct football enough. They don't, they're not goal-oriented enough. It's all this dicking around with skills and one-bounce crap that they learn from a young age. And it doesn't ever get to the structured point where they're finding ways of penetrating goals. A lot of individual skills come together, lack of teams working together. And it's just it's a terrible recipe. I mean, look at the results from last night. Golden Arrows, Wits, 0-0. Highlands Park, Ajax, Cape Town. That was a big score, 2-1. Polokwane, 1-0 over Chipper. Free State Stars 1-0 over Baraka FC, and Kaizer Chiefs 0-0 Bloom Celtic. But also, you know, a team like Chiefs, they've got a lot of injuries right now. Absolutely zero confidence. They started out all right. There's just no inspiration there at the moment. They're a bit like the Springboks, but with lots of injuries too.
What a horrible thing to say, Ben.
It is horrible, but Gareth, I can't hold back the truth.
To compare anyone to the Springboks is just so cruel. Oh, no, so rough. Cruel of you.
That's rough. So that's tough times for Chiefs. So Cape Town City are still top of the log, and they'll play on Friday, which is tomorrow, against Supersport United. That's the Telkom Knockout Cup rematch. That'll be at 6 o'clock. And then Saturday, Chipper will take on Highlands Park at 3:30. Platinum Stars versus Maritzburg at 3:30 as well. Bloom Celtic versus IS Cape Town at 6, and then Wits will take on Free State Stars at 8:15. And then on Sunday, Chiefs will play again. Maybe with less fans, who knows. They'll be against Polokwane City at 3:30. And then Baraka will take on Golden Arrows at 3:30 as well. So you've got absolutely loads and loads and loads and loads of football from local, overseas, the whole deal. You've also got the FIFA Club Cup World... Damn it. The FIFA World Club Cup competition. You've got that to look forward to as well.
Hip, hip, hooray!
Sundowns went down to Johannesburg yesterday. 4-1. So they went there. They're getting a decent payday, but they've been pretty useless, actually. So that's 4-1 down to Johannesburg. Club America will take on Real Madrid today. That'll be at 12:30. And the winner of this will go to the finals, where they will play the Kashmina Antlers.
Oh, those guys.
The Kashmina Antlers are just on fire at the moment, the Japanese team. And they're the first ever team to get a TV match referee assistant penalty when given their way. So in the FIFA World Club Cup, they're experimenting that whole TMO thing, which you have in rugby. So if there's a contentious call coming up, well, basically, you can then just go to the TV match official. Simple as that, really. And Kashmir Antlers, they got a penalty via that yesterday.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's a big step. In rugby, Carl Brown will be out of pretty much the whole season for the Sevens. He ruptured an anterior cruciate ligament. And if you've ever done that before, you'll sympathize with him. 6 to 9 months, he'll be out. Not going to be doing a lot of dancing.
Is that in the knee?
Yes. So not going to be doing a lot of dancing over the festive season either. Which is a big shame. So Quacker Smith will become, no doubt, a first-choice player. And, it's a big loss because all the experience is a solid player. That's pretty much it. Just a recap of the crickets. Pakistan taking another wicket. Usman Khawaja, who I put money on this morning. Well, what a useless prick. He's out for 4. Australia, shame. 75 for 2.
Shame.
Yeah.
All right, Ben. Very good. That's a look at the sport for now. We'll have some more for you at 7:30 or so. Hope you're having a good start to your day. It is the holidays. Yeah, tomorrow's a public holiday for most people. Tomorrow is the beginning of the holiday season. And we will still be here until Friday next week. So don't panic if you need company, if you need someone to help you through work when you're working all the way through. We're your people. That's what we're here for. And I hope you're gearing up for the festive season too. Lots of people excited about that. It is the weekend baby, according to Justic as well on Twitter this morning. We'll get your messages on Twitter. We'll get them on the Touch Central app, on the Cliff Central feed as well. We can get us some WeChat. There's lots of different ways you can communicate with us. We'll do the money shot next with Selewa Tsatsi. He's standing in for Anthea this morning. Give us the latest on the markets. Even though I know you love me, can't help it. Yeah, it's Nick Jonas with Jealous. It's also 12 minutes to 7. It is a Thursday, but it's actually a little bit like a Friday. Let's check in the money with this morning. Instead of Anthea, who's busy, she's running around the country. She's busy sorting out things, end of the year stuff. She will be here the whole of next week as well, by the way. So if you want to know about the market and updates and all the rest of it, Anthea will be here next week. But for the moment, in order to help us configure and understand and make sense of all the craziness on the markets, and trust me, there's been enough of that over the last couple of weeks, there was some serious moves yesterday. We've got Selewa Tsatsi on the line. Hey, Selewa, how are you?
I'm great. How are you, Gareth?
Good, man. Can we get straight to like ShopRite and Steinhoff and talk about that? What the hell's going on there?
Yeah, big moves from both of those companies yesterday. It's probably the biggest piece of news out of our local market. So they announced that they've held discussions and they intend to merge their African retail businesses. And this new entity is going to be called Retail Africa.
Hmm.
Now, this is going to be a really large, kind of high-scale, diversified African retail business. And interestingly enough, both shares were down 7% yesterday, so the market clearly didn't like it. But what was elaborated on in the SENS announcement is that ShopRite will acquire Steinhoff's retail operations.
Hmm.
So ShopRite will issue new shares to Steinhoff, and in the process, Steinhoff will, as a result, have a major ownership interest in ShopRite.
This is obviously also a useful way for Christo Wiese to move his money around. But let's for a moment just imagine why, and this is pure speculation on my part and probably yours, why the share price would have gone down. Why didn't the market like this? Surely this kind of amalgamation slash conglomeration is a good thing. You'd expect that to work.
Yeah, well, in terms of the motivation and possibly moving money out of the country, there's been murmurs and you know, speculation around that. But I think at this stage that you can just point that down to speculation.
Mm.
In terms of the market's reaction, I suppose you could speculate that leading up to this announcement yesterday, if you look at the move in Steinhoff's share price over the last couple of trading days, and I guess you can say weak, it has been very strong. So you could say that some of that had been priced in. Perhaps there was speculation around that. But I think at this stage, there's just not enough detail in the announcement for investors to assess the impacts that this will have on valuations.
Hmm. Okay. In other words, we're just slow to catch on.
Yeah, and maybe to illustrate, I mean, no exchange ratio was given in terms of the exchange ratio of shares for when that transaction takes place.
Okay. All right. What else do we need to talk about this morning?
Yeah, quite a lot actually happened on the market yesterday. So we had the U.S. Federal Reserve rates decision. They decided to raise rates, as was widely expected, by 0.25%. And interestingly, this is only the second interest rate hike since the central bank cut their rates in 2008. Mm-hmm. So sometimes we forget that, you know, rates are still at pretty much near rock bottom levels.
Right.
And so their range has now increased to between 0.5% to 0.75% of a percent. And essentially, the effect that this is going to have on the U.S. economy is it will result in slightly higher borrowing costs for consumers and companies. But on the positive side, you know, it does give savers a bit of a boost.
Right. I'm with you.
Yes.
Okay.
And they were, even though this was expected, I think markets were largely down, not just locally, but globally as a result. So to illustrate, the S&P 500 was down just over 80 basis points yesterday. Our market was down about 0.2% as well. Although that was also driven by some weak macro data from our economy, which maybe we'll get into now.
All right. Let's talk about that. Go for it.
Yeah, sure. So we had South African retail sales coming out yesterday, and they actually fell for the first time this year in October. And this just points to more evidence that consumers are struggling. Disposable income levels are definitely down, and you know, wage growth is weak on a domestic level. So retail sales were down by 0.2% year on year.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that's the weakest level we've had in 2016.
Jeez.
So yeah, it's not looking good on a macro front. The one thing we could possibly take from this is that our Reserve Bank may hold off on raising interest rates in January because our consumers are under such pressure already.
Yeah, they'd probably be well advised to do that. You can't pile on, basically. It wouldn't, it wouldn't be very nice.
Yeah, I think the shoulders of the consumer are already quite under heavy pressure as things stand.
All right. Anything else you want to throw in there?
Yeah, sure. On top of that, we also got local consumer inflation numbers. So those are up 6.6% year on year for November, which is slightly above October's level of 6.4%. And so inflation is starting to creep up. And with what oil prices are doing, I think that's probably going to continue. The one positive is that the Rand in 2016 has actually been quite strong, although you could argue that's coming off of a very weak base.
Yeah, I mean, this time last year we were dealing with the disaster that was Nenegate.
Yeah, and everyone was, you know, speculating, is the Rand going to 17, 18, 19?
Right.
There hasn't been a lot of positive economic news, but I guess we can be thankful that we've had some relief on that front.
Absolutely. All right, Seleho, thank you.
Sure.
Great stuff. Yeah. Good to talk to you.
Thanks. Thanks for having me, Gareth. Oh,
excellent stuff. There we go. Seleho Tsatsi, who's in for Anthea this morning with the Money Shot. When we come back in a while, Justice Malana will give us the lowdown in the burning platform. It's everybody's favorite. Right, Mubs? Well, wait for it every single
Justice
week.
Is everyone's favorite as well. So it's great.
Where else do you get to hear top class political analysis? Some often it's very funny. Not always is it serious. Despite our best attempts to make it serious, sometimes this world is just full of craziness and you just have to accept it and laugh with it or get upset. And getting upset is absolutely not worth it, especially not in December when there's very little that you could do about it. Or in the case of most of us, you're like, you know what? Let's try to understand it, but let's go on holiday. CliffCentral.com